Will you pray with me? Heavenly Lord, we give thanks for your holy word. Fill our hearts and minds with your Holy Spirit so that we may grow close to you through your word. And let the thoughts and meditations of all of us and the words of my mouth be good in your sight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't know about you all, but I know that this is, you know, this is a time of year where people kind of get Christmas burnout, isn't it? You know, Christmas hangover type thing. And it's there's a lot going on, and then all of a sudden we get kind of through the holidays and we get a chance to breathe, but then it's back to the normal world and back to everything else we have to do. So how do we keep that kind of, we've talked a lot over the last few weeks about this idea that this is the darkest, coldest time of the year, and we celebrate the light of Christ coming into the world. And we carry that light. We light trees. We light candles. We carry that light. We put lights around our houses to try and cheer us up, right? And the good news is that the winter solstice has passed. The longest night of the year is gone. And now the days start getting longer. Have you noticed already? I haven't noticed yet, but but we're going in that direction. And I hope we all get a chance to spend time with family and friends through this season. It's important to do so because it reminds us of how important our relationships are. You know, for a lot of people, this time of year is really hard. For a lot of people, this time of year could bring depression, can bring sadness, the loss of people we love recently or throughout the year, and remembering them, loneliness and separation from family and friends can be painful. And sometimes just the darkness and the cold of winter can be overwhelming at times. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that gets what they call SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And if you don't get enough sunshine, you don't get enough activity, you get depressed. And so I force myself to get out whenever the sun is shining, and sometimes even when it's not, just to get out, get moving, because it can affect us in really deep ways. But all the more reason that we need to seek out chances to celebrate and give thanks and praise for all the good things that we do have. Now, I've recently written a couple of pieces, one for the newsletter for the church and one for the paper that was just in last week's paper. They're both very similar. I actually kind of edited one. But they have this same kind of message. Celebration is a good thing. We need to embrace it, especially this time of year. In that message, I used a passage from Ephesians, another one of Paul's letters, that sounded very similar to this passage that John read from Colossians. This idea that we need to praise even in tough times. So we need to give thanks even when we don't feel like it. The fact that we need to be in relationship with others even when it's hard. The fact that we need to make ourselves love one another even when we don't feel like it. Because that's what we've been called to do. You know, in both of those pieces, the whole thing is about being grateful. Sometimes we don't feel very grateful. We feel overwhelmed. We feel negative. But gratitude is a discipline. It's something we can work on. It's something we can practice. It's something we can do. And in both of those pieces, I said the same thing. Grateful people can change the world. Grateful people can change the world. And for a congregation that is focusing on giving thanks and praise to God, that can help prevent a lot of the negativity and a lot of the things that can get us down as Christians and as the church. We look at the world these days and we hear all these stories about how people are leaving churches. We hear about people who don't believe in God. We hear all these negative stories. So as a church, we can be grateful for what we do have and try and be that light, try and be that positive energy for other people. We celebrate how God is working through us in little ways and big ways. Because congregations are, this congregation here is doing a lot. It's been a while since I've been in a church that where we have so much going on that sometimes we have to edit down what we can put in the bulletin, or you'd be walking out of here with a small book every Sunday. That's a good thing. That's something to be grateful for. I heard somebody a little while back one day, I won't call it complaining, but they were saying something to the effect of, we don't have enough parking. And there's too much parking, too many people parking in weird spaces. And I'm thinking, you know how many churches wish they had that problem? You know, we've got first world problems and church problems that a lot of people wish they have. And so we look at those things and we have to look at them with gratitude. If they're problems, there's a way to solve it. And sometimes the problem is that we have so much going on that we don't have enough time for it all. And it's a good thing. And so today, on this Sunday after Christmas, I think it's a good thing to remind us that even when we're feeling that Christmas burnout, that we have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. And so how do we do that? And that's why this passage, this psalm that we heard Roy say and Kara did such a great job with, this passage, this psalm where the psalmist is saying, praise the Lord, praise, praise, praise. Sometimes we have to do that. It's like I said, like a workout. We have to be reminded. And so the psalmist starts off with that typical praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, the heavens. But then the psalmist doesn't stop there. He goes on and on and on. Praise him, sun and moon and stars. Praise him, the highest heavens. Praise him, waters in the heavens. Not the waters on, but the waters in the heaven. Praise him, clouds. Praise him, all that God has created. And he goes into that whole thing about creation, about the sea monsters and the waters and all the creatures in the water and all the deeps praising God. Praise him, fire and hail and snow and frost and stormy wind, for fulfilling his commands. Praise him, mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedars. They are his beauty, his creation, his reminders that we are part of that creation. And then, yes, lastly, praise him, kings and all people, princes and rulers of the earth, from the rich to the poor, praise God. And young men and young women and old alike and everybody in between, praise him, praise him, praise him. Sometimes we have to do that whether we feel like it or not. But it's a reason we are here. It's part of the reason we show up here every Sunday morning. And I'm so grateful you're all here this morning. Because I know a lot of people that after Christmas Eve and Christmas morning and everything else, they want to take a Sunday off. But you didn't. Maybe next week, after New Year's. But where and how we spend our energy is definitely very important to God. You know, if we're spending our energy, if we're spending our time being negative, being judgmental, being pursuing worldly things, we can quickly forget all the good things that we do have. We can quickly forget all the things that God has done for us already. But when we spend our time celebrating, when we spend our energy praising and singing and giving thanks, we not only praise God and give thanks, but we open ourselves up for God to run through us, to be channels for God's presence in this world. The Gospel of John says that Jesus was the light coming into the world. And first in John 1, he says, Jesus was the light of all people, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The darkness did not overcome the light. Now, Jesus knew we would have troubles. He knew we would have down times. He knew we would have problems. But he also knew the way through it was that faith in God, that remembrance of God's gifts. You know, the days may be growing longer, but winter's not over yet. We still have snow and cold and other things that are going to come. We will have problems. We will have loss. But if we praise God, the God that suffers with us, the God that cries with us, the God that hurts when we hurt, that is the strength. Later on in the Gospel of John, Jesus also said, "I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will face persecution, but take courage, for I have conquered the world." The light came into the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let us, through praise, through thanks, through gratitude, let us be filled with that light so that we too may carry it into the world. And God willing, we can be light for others who need that light in these times. Amen? Amen.